We're doing Jewish history. We had seen how all the brothers came to the meal by Yosef. And originally they insisted, we can't drink wine, we can't eat meat, we haven't drank wine or eaten meat since Yosef left us, since we lost our brother Yosef. And Yosef insists, and they drink, they eat, leave it, guys. So then Yosef says to Benjamin, thank you. I heard that you Hebrews, you guys know how to read the stars. So Benjamin says, well, actually, I studied this under my father. And Yosef says, okay, here, I'll bring you the tool, the instrument. You could look up into the stars. And I want you to figure out, working with our system here in Egypt, where is your brother Joseph? And that's where we left off. Yes?
Which Sefer is that?
Seder HaDorot. So I want you to figure out, where's your brother Joseph? You say he's here in Egypt. So Benjamin starts looking, and he's looking. And we said he divided Egypt into four sections. And he's looking. And suddenly, he looks up. And he looks at Yosef, and he looks back inside. And he realizes that according to the stars, the man he's standing in front of is his brother Joseph. So he looks up, and they're out in this place alone. Remember, they sat on a separate table, and now he looks up and he says, what I see now is that the man sitting in that chair next to me is my brother Joseph. So Yosef says, you're right. I am Yosef, your brother. But don't tell your brothers anything. You're going to see what I'm going to do next. I'm going to send you guys all off. And then I'm going to order you summoned back. And I'm going to take you from them. And we're going to see. If they put up a fight, if they fight over you, then I'll know that they did tshuva over what they did to me. And then I'll reveal myself. But if they leave you behind, if they give you up, so then I'm going to take you, and you'll stay by me, and I'll put up a fight against them, and they'll go, and I won't tell them what happened. And then Yosef orders his officer, he says to him, you fill up their vessels with good food, and put my goblet in Benjamin's sack, and then when the brothers leave the city, he sends his generals after them, and the army comes charging after them, says, what's wrong with you guys? How could you do this? How could you treat us so badly after all the good things we did for you? And the brothers say, what do you mean? We brought back money we thought was illegitimately, was forgotten in our sacks. You think we'd take something that wasn't ours? So they say, okay, let us check your bags. And they start checking. They start from Reuben. They work their way down. They get to Benjamin, and they say, oh, you see, here's the thief. They grab Benjamin, they bring him back, all the brothers tear their garments, they come back to the city, and as they're going back to the city, the brothers start giving him a whack from here and a whack from there. What's wrong with you? How could you do this to us? And the brothers are all giving Benjamin over the head, and they all come standing before Yosef. And Yehuda gets upset, and he says, we must have been summoned here today to destroy Egypt today. So they come into Yosef's house, and Yosef's sitting on his throne. And all the brave soldiers are standing there. And Yosef looks at them and says, what's wrong with you guys? You take my silver goblet? You probably wanted that goblet to figure out with the sorcery of my goblet where your brother Yosef is. That's why you took my goblet. And Yehuda says, what can I say? You caught us red-handed. And Yosef stands up and grabs Benjamin and takes him away from the brothers with force, brings him into the house, and locks the door. And then Yosef sends word to the brothers. He sends a messenger and he says, tell them they should go home, they should go in peace. Let them go back to their father. I took the guy who stole my goblet. Tell the brothers they're free to go. And when Yehuda sees what's going on here, so Yehuda walks up to the door and breaks it down. And then he comes in with his brothers and stands in front of Yosef. And he says, listen here. Listen to what I have to say. And you better let my brother go, because otherwise you're going to die and the Egyptians are going to die. Look at my two brothers here. You see them? Shimon, Levi. They destroyed the city of Shechem over our sister Dinah. So you can't imagine what we'd be willing to do over Benjamin. And I could tell you I'm stronger than the two of them. Don't you know what our God did to Pharaoh over what he did? And Yosef looks at him and says, why are you being so proud? I swear by Paro that if I ordered the soldiers of Egypt, they just spit at you and you drown in their spit. And Yehuda says, you know, you and your men, you guys should all be scared of the living God. If I drew my sword, I'd kill in Egypt today. I'd begin with you. I'd finish off all of Egypt and then finish off Paro. And Yosef says, gee, if you'd pull out your sword, I'll tell you what, I'd wrap it around your neck and your brother's neck. Yehuda says, you know, I'm going to open my mouth and swallow you. And Yosef says, you know, I got a big stone here. You open that mouth, I'm going to put it inside, and you won't have what to say. Yehuda says, God is witness between me and you, that you, from the beginning, you said things, but we weren't interested in war. All we want is give us our brother, we're going to go. And Yosef says, I swear by Paro's life. Notice, anytime he lies, he swears by Paro's life. That if all the kings of Canaan would come together, you wouldn't take this kid from me. You could summon all your buddies out in Canaan. You're not going to have him. So guys, leave me alone. Go back to your father. And your brother, who is caught as a thief, will be my loyal servant here in the palace. Yehuda says to Yosef, why do you think you have a title of king? If you were a king is willing to give silver and gold, and he's very generous. And you, over one goblet, you're making this whole big fuss. And guess what? We know. You planted that goblet. And you said it was stolen. But we know our brother Benjamin. He's a descendant of Abraham. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that to anyone. Certainly wouldn't do that to a king. So now stop this game. Because if people hear what you've done here, you're going to lose your reputation. People are going to say, the Egyptian king started a war over a little bit of silver, and then he's tried to make a game and playing your plots, you abducted our brother as your servant. So Yosef says, you know what, you got a point. I don't need the goblet. You guys take the goblet. We won't make war over the goblet. You take the goblet, leave Benjamin here, because he's nonetheless a slave. I don't need the goblet. You're right. Over silver, I won't fight you. Take the goblet and goodbye. And we'll pick up here. There's a lecture next time.